Day to you, evening, morning, whatever time it might be in your corner of the world. You're listening to Andy Kimball on The Andy Kimball Show, another episode of folk, Celtic blues, bluegrass, eclectic music, whatever might come our way, and some maybe some interesting discussion and commentary as we do here on The Andy Kimball Show. And we're going to be featuring yet another very special guest in our studios performing live, a very talented guitar player, a very talented songwriter, and a very talented singer. And it's all in one person. And she goes by the name of Morganism, M-O-R-G-A-N-E-I-S-M, I think it is. We'll clarify that when she gets into our studio. But she's wonderful, and I've heard her play live a couple of times and even heard some of her recordings, and you're in for a real treat when she comes into our studio. We're going to start our show out this episode with one of my faves, speaking of talented singer-songwriter, Shawn Colvin. We're going to hear a tune of hers right now, and we'll see what comes up next. And this is called Shotgun Down the Avalanche. Let's take a listen. Shawn Colvin.
Riding shotgun down the avalanche. Tumbling and falling down the avalanche.
Hey Joe, where you gone with that gun in your hand? Hey Joe, I say, where you gone with that gun in your hand? I'm going downtown and shoot my old lady, caught her messing around with another man. I'm going downtown to shoot my old lady, caught her messing around with another man. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman out downtown. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman out down to the ground. Yes, I did. I shot her. I caught my old lady messing around town. Yes, I did. I shot her. I caught her messing around downtown. Hey Joe, where you gonna run to now? Where you gonna go? Gone way down south, way down to Mexico. Way. Ain't no hangman. Ain't no hangman gonna put a rope around me. Oh no.
Heard from Buckwheat Zydeco featuring Stanley Doral Jr., who is Buckwheat, the amazing New Orleans style accordion player and quite a great piano player too, keyboard, very excellent. And unfortunately we lost Buckwheat a couple of years ago. I think it was 2016, it was 2018, but anyway, I had the opportunity to do some shows with them in the early stages of my career, and he was very warm and welcoming me and brought me up on stage with the band, and just a terrific guy, terrific band, Buckwheat Zydeco. And he was preceded by Sean Colvin, Shotgun Down the Avalanche. What we're going to do now is move right along with our music program and listen to Great Big Sea.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, dear friends, faithfully departed. What would you say if I said that Mary Mack's mother was going to make Mary Mack marry me? I said, what would you say if I said that Mary Mack's mother was making Mary Mack marry me? Oh, Mary Mack's mother's making Mary Mack marry me. I said, Mary Mack's mother's making Mary Mack marry me. I said, Mary Mack's mother's making Mary Mack marry me. I thought that's what you'd say. Doesn't mean little lass, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas trying to get her on her back, but I'm thinking that I'll have to get up early. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Gonna marry Mary before he marries him. Carrying me will love me feeling Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you little idiot, little dove. Now Mary and her mother and off, I love to get her back. For her to see the one without the other people. I'm a wonder if it's Mary or a mother or both of them together. I'm Gordy. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. Well, off above me, Heather, in the hills of Benefee. Well, I had a buddy last sitting on me knee. Up above me, stung me right above me knee. Up above me, Heather, in the hills of Benefee. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
Great Big C. Yeah, I miss those guys. Got the opportunity to see them a couple times in the Philadelphia area. They played the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and they were just absolutely fantastic. Amazing. They were amazing. And we're going to continue on here in just a minute with some more music. We'd like to hear from you what you'd like to hear, what you want us to talk about when we have our political discussions. Who you'd like to see on as a special guest, because we can do that when a lot of musicians, as you know, come through Los Angeles, and we can invite... pretty much anybody. I don't know if the people will show up. You never know. But I know we've got a lot of people waiting in the wings to come on the show. And we'd be glad to take your suggestions. So email theandykimble, K-I-M-B-E-L, show, at gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts, what you'd like to listen to, what you want us to talk about. And we're also going to have a segment on our show where we actually talk about performing the guitar and playing the guitar and give you some coaching as well. So I'm looking forward to providing some tips and tricks on the guitar to help you emerging singer-songwriters out as much as we can. And we'll also talk about your gigs, venues you're playing, your music. So give us that information, musicians around the world and around the United States, North America, and the UK. We also have a pretty large audience. And again, theandykimbleshow at gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Musicians, singer-songwriters, bands, let us know all about you. Send us some of your MP3 files, your schedule of events and tours, and we'll be glad to talk about them and get your music up here on the show as we can. Again, theandykimbleshow at gmail.com. What do you say we hear some blues? I'm up for some blues. Yes, I really am. Let's take a listen to some blues.
Mama, let your daddy see you got something, baby, to keep on working. Well, my mama's gonna die. Sit out all love his mother, Donna, just like a squirrel. Honey, I'll grab a limb and swing him around the world. Boy, my mama don't allow me. Stayed out all night long. Since y'all be young, son, I saw mama treat you wrong.
We'll be right back. and losers hang around.
We heard from John Hammond Jr., followed by an old friend of mine who I haven't seen in quite some time. There's a Massachusetts area by the name of Les Sampu. Les is wonderful. What a talent. She does blues and folk, singer-songwriter, and just is an incredible talent. And again, it's been a number of years since I've seen Les, and we got to hang around a bit in various music functions. And I had a crash at my pad one time when she's playing the Philadelphia area when I was living there, and just an incredible, not only is incredible talent, but a real wonderful, wonderful person, just a great, great person. And haven't seen her in a while, but I know that she's out there doing good, making out real well, and always good to see. Well, do we talk about what's going on in the world for a few minutes here? Or maybe not. What's happened in Florida, what's happened in Missouri, oh my God. I guess we're pretty much inundated with that, and we've heard my commentary on most of what I'm thinking about a lot of these types of events that are happening to us here in the United States on the Andy and Amanda Show. And I think maybe I'll refrain from talking about that because we hear so much of it anyway. And I think pretty much most of you, probably all of you, if you're listening to the show, know how I feel. And it's unbelievable, that's all I can say. And the countdown, remember we did the countdown, some of you might not know, and I still remember, most of you listening to this show might not remember, the Andy and Amanda Show, when we did this, the countdown to indictment, well, we predicted Donald Trump would be indicted. In fact, he is, and, you know, there's so much evidence against this guy, and that was the first of probably many that we're going to be seeing over the next few months. We'll have another countdown to indictment. Maybe we'll do it on this show soon. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to happen soon from Georgia. We'll see. Anyway, let's skip the political commentary and the news. Let's keep talking about music, I think. We'll keep it on the music track. Should we do one of my songs? Why don't we hear an Andy Kimball song? You know, it's my show. Why not? Let's put an Andy Kimball song on here. What do you think? Yeah, let's do it. All right, here we go. Andy Kimball here on the Andy Kimball Show. Why not? Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Yes, Killing the Blues. That song is a tune originally written by Rollin Sally, who started playing bass for Sleep at the Wheel back then. He's up in Woodstock, New York, and now he's the he plays with Chris Isaak. For those of you who know who Chris Isaak is, he's the bass player of Chris Isaak, and not really known for his songwriting, but just made an absolute, you know, home run with the tune Killing the Blues that so many people have covered, from Sean Colvin to Chris Smither to Alison Krauss, and the list goes on and on and on. Anyway, Killing the Blues. It's a pleasure to be able to play that song. It's a great, great song, and you should hear it by as many people as you can. John Prine even did a version of Killing the Blues. So we're going to move on. We have with us here now in our studio live the woman singer-songwriter from, I'll ask her where she's from, I'm not quite sure. I know she's living in L.A. now, but she's from somewhere else. And I forget where, I think Midwest, but we'll find out. We're going to talk to her. Her name is Morgan. I think I told you earlier in the show, because this is true, because when I first met her and saw her play, and she's incredible, and you'll see what I mean in a minute, but I met her, and she went by the name as Morgan Ism, which is kind of her, I think, an Instagram and some fun things. But her actual name is Morgan Smith, and she's an amazing songwriter, an incredible guitar player and singer. And we're going to hear her live right here on the Andy Kimball Show in just a couple of minutes. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll get to it now. We'll set her up to hear our studio guest this episode of the Andy Kimball Show. We're going to hear Morgan Smith and spend some time and talk about her career and her music and hear some songs. But first, we're going to hear a tune by one of my faves, another one of my faves, Patty Griffin. Take a look.
Right back with Morgan Smith.
Thank you.
Patty Griffin. It's recorded live with a song called I'm Gonna Let Him Fly. And we're going to, I think we'll turn our attention now to our special studio guest and welcome Morgan Smith to the Andy Kimball Show. Oh, how are we doing, Morgan? Welcome aboard.
Doing fantastic. Thank you for having
me. Great to have you here, actually. And again, I saw Morgan, I think, at the first time at a venue in L.A. I don't remember where or what. But I did meet you at a venue in
Boomtown Brewery. You're running sound for the Doghouse Sessions.
There we go.
Shout out Doghouse Sessions.
Yes, in the Arts District of Los Angeles. And thank you, because I would not have remembered, but I remember meeting you because she's such an outstanding performer and player and songwriter. So, and sometimes when you meet people who's got the talent that Morgan has, they stick with you. So we invited her into the show. Actually, it was the last minute. We had a schedule change, and I emailed her and I said, hey, can you make it over? And she said, sure. And here she is. So we're great. And thank you for coming in on such short notice as well. And
yeah,
and I want to hear more about your guitar playing and your career and your music and your songwriting and all of that good stuff. But why don't we start by hearing a song of yours? Why don't you kick off with a Morgan Smith song, whatever, you know, what's your tune of yours?
Yeah, so this first song I'm going to play is called Curtains. It's the lead single off of my upcoming album, Cherisher. It's set to drop probably quarter three, 2023. So yeah, this is Curtains. Can't please everybody all the time, so I'll concentrate on you. To get this close, you know I walked the line, and I know that you did too. So I'll tell you just what I've been going through, at the risk of my repose. All the worries I once had are gone, and the curtains are closed. Slowly fading out. Was this vessel built to last? We can wonder what the future's all about, but we can leave it in the past. Yeah, it's possible that I've always been wrong, but I guess I'll never know. All the worries I once had are gone, and the curtains are closed. When everyone has gone, where everybody goes, I'll still have this song, and you'll still have all my clothes. But until that day comes, I'll stick around with you. You don't need a song to know that, do ya? You. They could ask me, how do you know that it's real and of such a need arose? I tell him all the worries I once had are gone. About the flubs, got to keep on going.
You know, we threw. I got to tell our listeners that we put another guitar in Morgan's hands and said, "Play this one."
Yeah, this is not this my guitar. I met this guitar tonight,
yeah, and it's a Taylor GT Urban Ash. It's actually the last GT Urban Ash that Taylor had at the factory. It's the last one, and we said to Morgan when she came in, "Hey, put this in your lap and try it." And she took a liking to it. And so this is the first time you're hearing her ever. I don't think she heard of the guitar before. I never had.
Neither have I.
So, it's a really, it plays amazingly, doesn't it? I mean, what do you think? It's
Oh, yeah. It's smooth. It's like I've got super dead strings on my guitar right now. But this is super smooth. Plays really nice. I like to do a lot of little, little hammer on things with my fingers. And this works really well for that.
It's a great, and she never heard or played this guitar before. She came over here and we put it in her lap, and that's what you're hearing her play for the very first time. So like anything else, you have to get adjusted to the guitar and the neck and the spacing of the strings and everything else. But what it's a great song. So that song was called Curtains.
Yes.
Tell us about the song.
So the song was originally written about my ex-girlfriend, who is now my best friend, because that's how that goes. But yeah, it's just a song about emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. When I think of like the curtains are closed, it's like no one else is like looking in. You're not worried about the like what people have to say. You're kind of just in your own space with your person. All the worries that I once had about our relationship are gone because now we're just like in this space together.
And you maintain the friendship.
Oh yeah. We're best friends.
So your guitar playing, as I mentioned before we went on the show here, is stellar. I mean, you are a very accomplished guitar player.
Thank you.
You started playing guitar at what age? At
12.
Wow. So, and I'm not going to date you or say your age here. Yeah, she's 92. No, but she's a beautiful young woman sitting here in our studio and quite talented singer-songwriter. So you started playing. And what did you find your influences for the most part? Where do they come from?
When I first started playing, I was really into punk. I was really into like the South Georgia punk scene. I played like, shout out to the Masquerade, shout out to the old Masquerade, R.I.P. Mm-hmm. I think they tore that place down. But I was really influenced to start songwriting by artists like Bad Religion and NoFX. And then as I got older, I got more into metal, which I know all of this sounds kind of out of left field given what I just played, but bear with me. I got really into metal. I got really into like the intricate songwriting styles of progressive metal acts, like I guess you could call Rush like proto metal, but more contemporary acts like Mastodon or Meshuggah, some of those
metal bands.
Some of those metal bands that do really intricate and inventive things with the guitar or with their instruments. And then I always grew up around folk music, around bluegrass. I'm actually not from the Midwest. I'm from South Georgia. I'm from LaGrange, Georgia. And there is a very beautiful folk roots scene down there. There's plenty of like
There's this thing called the Front Porch Collective, which is basically just like a ton of bluegrass roots, blues musicians. Yeah. That was where I saw my first resonator guitar.
Wow, is that
like this one you have here?
Yeah, sure, sure. National Steel Guitar. So you're from Georgia, and you grew up starting playing music there. And then you came to L.A., which is where our studios are. We're here in L.A. And you came here when? About how long ago?
About 7 months ago.
Wow. So
I moved out here early September.
Wow. So this is where we are now. We're in April. Oh, my gosh. End of April. Are we at the end of April?
Yeah,
we are.
Late April. Yeah, it's 24th is when this is being recorded.
My gosh. Whoa. Anyway, how time flies. So you came out here, I guess, for music, or any, is that the impetus to come out to L.A.? Or
more or less, yeah. Wanted a bit of a change of pace. I went to college also in the Southeast, and so I just wanted to come out here and explore, really. But I knew that I wanted to do music out here, and I recorded my album almost entirely while I was in college in North Carolina. So I was like, I'm going to come out here and finish up the record and perform it, tour it, promote it.
Well, it's great. And folks, you should hear some of the tracks. Well, it's not out yet, but we'll play it. We'll play some tracks when it's released. When she gives us a copy of it, I'm sure she will. She'll give us a copy. And we'll play some tracks from it. And she's very, I've seen her play live, Morgan Smith, and just a one of these just really talented, like somebody you see on stage, and more than just the ability to play the guitar, sing her songs, just the talent and the energy that comes out of her as a performer is impressive and exemplary and engaging. And you know, that's, you know, I saw her play and said, you know, we got to do something with your music, and whatever I can do to help and get the word out about your career and your music, it's well-deserved, because you're certainly a terrific player. Why don't you kick off another tune here, and we'll take a listen, whatever it is you want to play, and tell us about it.
Yeah, so let me get some more. Yeah, so this next song is probably going to be the second single off the album. It's called Honesty and Poetry. Yeah. This song has been through a lot of transformations. And I think of this song as actually the thematic crux of the album that I'm putting out. Because the album is all about transformation. It's all about... kind of looking back and seeing how far things have come and cherishing that. And that's what this song is about. It's honesty and poetry. It's started out kind of like as a letter to my younger self, and then it just kind of became an anthem about transformation and transition in general, as we all experience in life. So this is Honesty and Poetry. Sorry, my friend, I wasn't there for you. Though I've always been eager to please. But trophies never mattered to you like they did to your friends. Till they were melted down to fit the mold, and from the metal came a ring of keys. When I walk my heels dig into the ground, you always were light on your feet. And I could hear the sandbags before they came down on your back. I watched you sifting through them every day, an endless searching for something concrete. And I told you I'd be better if you'd give me time, but you're a train wreck in my memory. I cannot look away. Honesty and poetry, holding all my promises. promises at bay. Your face I'll soon forget. I don't know if I'm ready yet, but I'm so tired of watching from the shore. I see you in pictures all around my parents' house. Your smile like an overblown balloon. It's like learning that the answer you've been searching for is gone, and like the time you've spent, it can't be restored. And I told you I'd be better if you'd give me time, but you're a train wreck in my memory. I cannot look away. Honesty and poetry holding all my promises at bay. Your face I'll soon forget. I don't know if I'm ready yet, but I'm so tired watching from the shore. Yeah, it's been hard to make a sound ever since I lost you down a cycle that seemed destined to continue. And I know it's me who walked away, and I know it's wrong of me to say, but if you go to hell, I'm coming with you. And I told you I'd be better like I live to serve. And I called you all those ugly names, and you were just a kid. Honesty and poetry holding back the damage that I did. Your face I'll soon forget. I still don't know if I'm ready yet, but I'm so tired of watching from the shore.
Is that nice? Mm. Great song. Great song. Honesty and Poetry, is that the title of that song?
That's right.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautifully done. When did you write that song?
Thank you. So I mentioned earlier that song has been through a lot of transformations. I first wrote that first lick that's about how it sounded.
Beautiful.
When I was 17.
Wow.
And I was... I guess I won't date myself because you didn't, but that was between 6 and 12 years
gotcha.
Ago. but yeah, that song had totally different lyrics at first. It was about a totally different subject, and I just wasn't really happy with it. And I was like, I need this to be about something different. It was probably about like a relationship or something, like something that at the time I was just starting to think of as like, okay, like this is a little bit superficial for what I feel like the song can be. Cause I wrote that lick and I was like that could be something like a little deeper.
Yeah.
And so I kept playing with it. And, I think I wrote the lyrics for the version that we have now, mm-hmm. the real version, in earnest when I was, like 20, 21. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Around the pandemic.
Not too long ago. Much older.
Oh,
than that.
I'm dating myself now.
Not
actually,
too much older. She's older than that. We're not going to get into that. But you know, and the let's talk about this a little bit. So songwriting.
Yeah.
So when you sit down to say, you know, do you say, well, I got to sit down and write a song, or does this just all of a sudden happen? Oh, here's a song, and you sit down and put it together. Tell me about the process that you go through when you write a song.
I go through two different processes, and the first one, which is the way that Honesty and Poetry mm-hmm. came about, is I just jam on the guitar. It starts with a guitar. Right. It mm-hmm. starts with the lick. Mm-hmm. It starts with whatever like progression mm-hmm. I do mm-hmm. there. Because my philosophy, at least starting out, was you can write really good like guitar or really good like lyrics and have really great vocals, mm-hmm. but if the guitar sounds like kind of stocky, then it will. Then it won't carry the song to where it needs to be. Like to me, the guitar needs to be super interesting.
Yes.
And so it starts there, and then I kind of come up with like, oh, like how could the vocals go? Like,
and then how do the lyrics fall into place? I mean, the guitar lick is fabulous, and your song is fabulous, but how do the lyrics fall into place?
So this is more about like the second way that mm-hmm. I do it, and sometimes I incorporate this into the first way that I write songs. I write what I call vomit docs, which is where I'll take whatever I am, whatever the subject of the song is. Which I generally decide that first. I will take whatever I feel about that, whatever thoughts I'm having about that, and I will write that all down. Totally stream of consciousness, mm-hmm. like no, hardly any punctuation. Right. It's like not trying for, I'm not trying to have this be read by anybody. Mm-hmm. It's truly just stream of consciousness. And then I go back in and I pick up little phrases. I'm like, ah, that was kind of cool. And then just in kind of a word association exercise, I excavate little bits from this vomit doc. And then I'm like, oh, like I can make a cool little thematic thing here. Sure. And I can.
Well, it's beautifully done. You do a great job, obviously. It's
thank you.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
And you've been playing, and your guitar playing is pretty amazing. Where would one find more information about you? And maybe, I know this is your first album you're coming out with now, right? So,
yes.
So you don't have anything that somebody could download right now today as we sit here in the studio, correct?
Yes, not yet.
Okay, but social media?
Yes, so all platforms. I am, as Andy said earlier, Morganism.
Yes, that's what I thought. See, and I, before you got here, yeah. I said her name is Morganism, but that's we're going to talk about whether that's right or not. But actually, your name is Morgan Smith, and as you move forward in your career, somebody going to look you up or find you, it will be Morgan Smith. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so Morganism, but right now on I'm not familiar with social media too much, but I think Instagram and.
Instagram.
And InstaChat or whatever it's called, Instamatic, face, something rather.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. We'll get there.
one of those, you know what I'm saying. They know what I'm saying.
So my social media handle, and it just started out as a joke, is Morganism. It's my name, Morgane. Mm-hmm. Name has an E at the end. Thank my Celtic
there
parents.
There we go.
Morganeism. That's what I am on Instagram and TikTok, and my website is morganism.com.
Okay, that's where we can learn more about Morgan and her music. So tell me about your folks. You said were they musicians? Is that how did you get inspired to even pick up the guitar and to begin to play and write? How did it happen?
Like a lot of Southern musicians, mm-hmm. I come from a long line of choir directors, or choir members. So I first kind of got my start with music with my mom directing the youth choir at my church. And of course she's an extremely accomplished musician herself. She has a degree in music.
Okay.
And so it, through a combination mm-hmm. of being in her choir and having her just kind of like show me mm-hmm. little things. Once she kind of got an idea of like, oh, like she's like into music, like she can work with this. Mm-hmm. She would show me more and more like basic theory stuff until it was just ingrained in me. And then I started picking up instruments.
Mm. Fabulous. Well, it's, you know, whatever you've been doing, it's been working for you. A very fine performer, great songwriter, and, great kind of package. You know, it's all really good. Great to see you. And great that you made it here to be our guest here on this show. And wish you all the very best as we move forward. And have you back after the album comes out. You'll let us know, and we'll play some cuts. And did I say if? if, cause I know, as a musician, it's like, when is this?
Barring disaster.
If the album comes out, we'll. If not, you know who Morgan who? No.
Yeah.
who is that? You know. No, but really, no. You'll get a copy of your CD and be glad to play it here on the show and get it to some other folks that we know people. You know, it's about people. We know the people. You know.
Yeah.
And we'll get that to some people and help you out as much as we can do here. And Cornell, if you're listening, who put this whole thing together on the East Coast? All right, Cornell. Hint. We gotta get the CD out. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hint. Not that I have any say, but you know, ain't easy being me. You know what I mean? But it's been great having you here on the show. I was going, and you, any YouTubes out there or some?
Not yet. That's in the works. Okay. For now, all my video content that I have is on TikTok.
Your guitar playing is incredible. I mean, aside your songwriting and your singing and your stage performance also, and I've seen this woman play live on stage, and she's terrific, a great performer. Over and above the guitar playing and the songwriting, she's got, you know, really engaging appearance and engaging performance on stage, which is wonderful. It's a necessity to be successful in this business. So, and she's got that, which is great to see, which you can't see here on Radio Land, but we can. So take my word for it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us, and we're going to play. We're going to go from having Morgan Smith as our studio guest. We're going to hear from a singer songwriter, and I want to have Morgan hear some of this woman too. Her name is Susan Warner. We played her, I think, on the last show or the show before that. I forget. But anyway, Susan is. Is it a touring accomplished, you know, I've been doing this forever and a day, a singer-songwriter. And we're going to hear her song. And I think I'm going to surprise you with this one because I don't know what I'm going to pull out of the hat yet. I'm thinking. But anyway, we're going to hear from Susan Warner here next on the Andy and... No, I was going to say Andy and Amanda Show. Where's Amanda? It's the Andy Kimball Show now. I got used to that. Amanda, I'm sure Amanda's going to hear this. Amanda, you know, come on back. You know what I'm saying? We'll do this. We're going to hook up with Amanda again. Anyway, Andy Kimball Show. Here is Susan Warner. Folks, thanks very much for listening. Thank you for our guest, Morgan Smith, for stopping by and joining us on such a last-minute notice. We put a strange guitar in her lap, and she did an amazing job with that. And hearing all about your background and what you do and songwriting and so forth, it's been great having you here, and expect to hear a lot more great things as your career moves along. Folks, this is coming up next is Susan Warner. We'll be right back.
I can choose my destination. I'm a free soul, I got no chains, but it's a long time between trains. And I took a long nap, I read a whole book, I got nice legs, I got decent looks, and I'm not one who complains, but it's a long time between trains. Who'd have thought it all? Thank you. never smile, their happy little smiles, while I count the ceiling tiles. And well, give or take a few, there's 1,052, but that depends if you include the 88 out in the hall. Yes, I'm waiting at the station with my old friend Sublimation. You know the right boys, they designed planes. Must have been a hell of a long time. Must have been a long time between trains. How you doing tonight? Are you waiting at the station tonight? Are you waiting at the station for love tonight?
Susan Warner, Time Between Trains, here on the Andy Kimball Show. That's about all we have time for on this show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed what we're, and I hope you continue to enjoy what we're doing here on the Andy Kimball Show, and drop us an email, let us know, thoughts, suggestions, comments at theandykimballshow@gmail.com. And again, if you want to send us your music, if you are a singer-songwriter, and want to get your music played and heard and promoted, we might be able to help you do that. Send your MP3 files to theandykimballshow@gmail.com. If you're in Los Angeles, you want to stop by and be a studio guest here, we might be able to make that happen as well. So thanks, everybody. Special thanks to Morgan Smith. Again, she came in last minute notice. We had a schedule change. We're going to bring back our scheduled guest, Kevin Michaels, number one country hit for 3 weeks with Down Home Georgia, another tune for you. And got a good friend of John Lennon's, a current really good friend of Ringo Starr's. Guy's got amazing stories to tell, been around the biz forever and a day. And Kevin's a great guy and a good friend of mine, and we're going to get Kevin back in the studio soon. So stay tuned for that show. And thank you, Morgan Smith, for, now we know it's not Morganism, it's Morgan Smith. We want to thank Morgan for coming by again. Short notice, we threw a guitar and all that that she never played before, and she did one hell of a job. So all the best to Morgan. And we'll see you next on the next episode of the Andy Kimball Show. Take care, folks. Stay well. On the very best.